You're listening to SBS News.
With millions of Australian children set to make their way back into the classroom next week, students are getting organised for another school year. 17-year-old Jessica Umali from Sydney's western suburbs says she hopes 2022 is less disruptive.
I feel really excited, actually. Like, I'm kind of sick of, you know, being at home for, like, 3 months, so I'm excited to just, like, go out, be in a classroom setting again, yeah.
Ms. Umali has spent the better part of 2 years of her high school experience learning from home because of the pandemic. Now in her final year of school, she wants to make the most of being in the classroom.
For me, it's a lot better because, like, you get to, like, you know, talk to people, work with other people, you know. It's a lot more of a dynamic environment compared to just, you know, being in your room and being on a laptop all day.
But not everything will be back to normal. As Australia grapples with a huge wave of COVID-19 infections across the country, schools are taking a cautious approach to term one. It means students like Ms. Umali will be required to undertake regular rapid antigen testing and wear masks while in the classroom. She says she and her friends have been discussing the new rules and aren't too fazed.
It's definitely going to be new. But, you know, I think it's a good thing. It really, like, reassures us that, you know, the schools are trying to take all these safety precautions to make sure everyone's safe, especially during this pandemic.
Her mother, Shirley Umali, says she too welcomes the extra safety measures. The mother of three says she's just happy to see the children return to school after such a turbulent 2 years of remote learning.
Hopefully this year will be better for the students and for us as well, you know, because it's so hard. Like, we've been, like, for 2 years we've been have a lockdown and then remote learning, so hopefully this year this will be good then.
Each state and territory in Australia are taking slightly different approaches to how and when children go back to school. Every jurisdiction except Queensland and Tasmania will go back at some point next week, with the other two states returning the week after. Nearly all are making mask wearing mandatory in classrooms for teachers and students in grade 3 and above. In New South Wales and Victoria, where COVID-19 is most prevalent, students are also being asked to undertake 2 rapid antigen tests per week as part of a surveillance testing program. Victorian Health Minister Martin Foley says his government has already sent out millions of tests to schools in preparation.
6+ million rapid antigen tests will be at both state, Catholic and independent schools. How each of those schools, and we're talking like thousands of schools, how those schools get those out to their communities and their families, they are matters that those communities are best placed to deal with.
Mr. Foley says this measure will help minimise the spread at schools where possible, but acknowledged it is not a bulletproof plan.
With more than 1 million kids coming back to school and the movement that's associated with that, we are of course expecting, with that increased movement, an uptick in cases. But we think we are in a position to respond quickly to that.
Catching public transport to school is part of the daily commute for many students, but it's also a potential COVID-19 breeding ground. The New South Wales government has announced it will be adding extra train and bus services for commuters so students can social distance as much as possible. Premier Dominic Perrottet explains.
We'll have 3,400 buses on, an extra 200 train services to get them back. Those 200 extra train services will be for the school peak hour, both in the morning and in the afternoon. There'll be COVID-safe arrangements that are in place.
But even if children can get safely into the classroom, there are concerns there might not be enough staff to teach them. The president of the Australian Education Union, Karina Haythorpe, says she expects the spread of COVID-19 within schools will exacerbate already woeful teacher shortages across the country.
I think that with the increased rates of infection, it is likely that we'll see an escalation of teacher shortages, and governments must put strategies in place so that we can cover duty of care and provide that essential education for our students.
All states and territories have agreed that teachers will be exempt from having to isolate if they're identified as a close contact to mitigate any potential shortages. But Ms. Haythorpe says there are still no concrete plans as to how a school will function if multiple staff members test positive for the virus and have to stay at home.
We expected to see a national framework from the Prime Minister last week, but unfortunately we don't have that, so it really is left to the states and territories. We know that some state governments are actively looking at encouraging people who are retired or at the beginning of their teaching career to step into the expected shortages. So it's going to be a watching brief for us to see how this pans out.
Educators and policymakers agree getting eligible students vaccinated is key to reducing disruptions to the 2022 school year. In Queensland, which has already delayed its return to school by 2 weeks, it's boosted efforts to vaccinate children. Health Minister Yvette Darth announcing over 50 pop-up clinics will be set up on school premises across the state to boost numbers.
Over this weekend and for the following week, including next weekend, we'll have a school vax blitz again. And so we'll have up to 55 schools so far participating over that week, just to create more availability.
And for those teenagers who have already received their two doses, they can now book in for their third. The federal government has announced that the Pfizer booster has been approved for young people aged 16 and 17. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.